Welcome back to the podcast where I am joined with my friends Rico and Michael.
What up? Hello. What up?
So thank you for watching last week's episode. The first episode on YouTube. Thank you so much for supporting. You know, shout out to Rico for making that possible. You know, everybody give him the praise for that. You know, because I started Spotify, but Spotify wasn't really like anchoring it. You know, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
But you know, Rico carrying the whole YouTube game. So I really appreciate the support. But anyway, you guys have any hot topics? That has been going on recently.
Well, right now the lottery is at what, like 1 billion?
It's at like 1.432.
Kim Kardashian's and Kylie Jenner's net worth right now.
Imagine.
Pretty much.
That's freaking crazy. I mean, if you guys win the lottery, what would you guys do with all that money?
Honestly, okay, this might be kind of a dumb response, but I did the math. Okay, just hear me out. I think personally, me, you know, from being 20 years old, that you don't have to invest your money to like make sure that your the winnings that you get will last you a lifetime, or at least 20 to 30 years. Okay, because right now, after taxes, you walk home with $830 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's still a lot, right?
Yeah, so let's say you want to be a nice guy. You split it with your family member, whoever, right? So I did it between all my family members, and that's 4.
Okay.
So, you know, but the thing is, when you win the jackpot, you have an option to get payments every month. So I did that. I was like, okay, let's say I do the payments every month and they'll pay you $20 million a month. So 20 divided by 4 is $5 million per family member.
Wait, among how many months?
Until your whole jackpot is done.
But then 20 million a month, how much is that?
240 million in 1 year.
Yeah, because...
So you still got like 3 years left.
Yeah, because...
Of getting 20 million a year.
Because 10 months is 200.
40.
Yeah.
And then how many zeros are a billion?
It's
like 10.
Yeah.
Because nine figures is 100 million.
So you would get like 20 million a month for like 5 years. Maybe 10. I think 10 years.
Well, let's do 5 months. So the math is simple, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, let me ask you guys a simple question. Can you guys, okay, just be honest. Don't be like, well, yeah, we can't.
But we can't do math, people.
Can you personally, Rico and Michael, spend 5 million in 1 month?
Oh, I'll figure out a way how.
Okay.
To Bora Bora, buy everybody drinks.
No, okay, but like, hear me out. Let's say you spend, I don't know, 1 mil on a trip. You know, you take your family, your friends, you buy dinner, steaks, lobster, sure. All that, you know, all the yachts, all the rentals, hotels, food. You know, you ball
all
out.
All the bougie bitch shit.
You ball out, right?
Rich bitch shit.
So now, let's say you spend in 1 month, you know, let's say 3 million on all the, your trips, family, whatever stuff. You still got 2 million left to play with, right? And then next month, oh my gosh, another 5 million appeared. At one point, you're going to get tired of having to go out. Because it kind of, you feel
I think for sure in my first 3 months, I would just party and just do everything that, you know.
Yeah.
Financially has been like holding me back.
Yeah, of course. I think anybody would do that.
But I think after that, I would probably want to get educated and just like learn more about politics, about the world, okay. And get more invest my money into society.
Right, so you're getting 5 million a month for the next 5 years of your life, and after those 5 years, you either have to use your lottery money or you go back to working your jobs. Right, so I feel like if you're able to, you know, obviously spend the money, enjoy, you know, have fun with your life, have fun with the money. But then after that, you don't have to pretty much work for the next like 20 years at least.
You really don't.
No.
Because if you have to go out and party and, you know, travel and pretty much buy everybody's trip, and that's how you can spend 5 million in a month, you're not going to be doing that for the next year every single month. Feel me? So it's gonna be even harder for you to spend 5 million in 1 month.
I think you just have to be creative with it, you know. I mean, like Elon Musk, he's rich as fuck, and he literally was like, you know what, I might just build rockets. Like, you know, like I want to go to space.
Yeah.
And not necessarily. I mean, I don't think Elon Musk is a rocket scientist either. I think he just has enough money to hire people to do all that shit for him.
And it's sort of like GTA.
It really is, yeah.
You buy the penthouse, the cars, the upgrades. You buy, you know, like the flying motorcycle,
the DeLorean.
You spend that, And then after a while, after you've done it, life is like, okay, I've done it. What's next?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason I haven't hopped on GTA in a minute.
You feel me? Because it's boring. You feel me?
After a while, yeah. Because you have everything. Like, well, what would you do? Like, you
really exactly. Can't. So, like, after five, I don't know. Let's say, like, after 5 months. Let's just do 5 months. After 5 months of partying, going out for the rest of the year, you're going to be like, hey, I can I go out? Bro, we just came back from a trip from Italy. Chill out. Or something like that. Like, you won't have that. Like the doorway to spend $5 million in a year.
You won't have the drive.
So pretty much, okay, and now let's say this, if a wealthy family, you know, their income is like the dad's income or the family's income, should I say, is like, let's say like $130,000
Yeah.
A year. You make that a year, like you live good. You live like, you live well.
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine your income changes to $60 million in a year to the average person that doesn't have to invest that money to be making more money. Feel me? We got lucky enough to win the lottery. Buy your lottery tickets. Oh, wait. It's too late now.
No, maybe. You never know. Maybe they probably want to announce the winner for like the next 4 weeks.
If nobody wins the lotto today.
I doubt it. I doubt
tomorrow.
It.
No, honestly, nobody.
No, well, it's every Friday, every Tuesday.
The lottery feels like a scam to me. I feel like they don't put the actual winning ticket until like another 3 weeks.
No, it low-key.
Like, you know what? We'll slip it in now. Now's a good time. They probably have, like, this up until this entire time, the way that's been building up, because what was the original one, like, 200 million? And now it's up to a billion?
400.
So the original was 400, the Mega Million, and now it's, like, what, for a billion? I feel like that entire time that it was building up, they probably didn't even have the real ticket out there. Because, come on, how the fuck are you going to buy all those tickets and build it up to $1 billion from literally doubling it almost?
But it's, like...
More than doubling it.
You...
And the ticket, no one has that winning ticket? Or is someone a dumbass and was like, ugh. Or dyslexic, and they thought a G was a fucking B or something.
Well, it's me. You're the one that's dyslexic from all of us.
No, but I can actually read it and like jump up and down after
we're all the numbers. We all have a little bit of a speech impediment.
It's just numbers. Have you guys never played the lottery? It looks like you guys never played.
I played the lottery.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much, what you do, Rico, is you can either do this. There's two options. You go to your local liquor store that sells the tickets,
yes.
And you ask them for a quick pick. So that's like the computer picks numbers for you.
Okay.
And if those numbers...
I can program an algorithm to pick every single number except the winning number.
Exactly.
And I can... And come on, no one knows the winning number, right?
Exactly.
I can just change it every time.
Exactly.
So it's a scam.
So then that's on the computer that Quicks picks it for you. Or you can pick your own numbers. So how it works is you just pay for the paper. You write your own numbers. They scan it. And then they give you your numbers. And then when the winning numbers are announced, you pretty much have to see if they match up or not. That's it.
How much is it to enter this, the billion?
$2 though.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
A lottery ticket
so
has
you're telling me,
$2.
You're telling me.
No, there's some of them that are
$1. Hold on, I need to do the math for that.
No, but we got, if I won the lottery, really, I would invest like in buying like 50 houses to rent. Like, that's what I would do with
my
money.
Okay. So now, okay, you said you'll go to a party, he will buy 50 houses and invest?
Yeah, but, like, out of those 50 houses, at least 10 of them are for, like, my immediate family. So they each get a house. So, like, I get my own house and, like, I can pimp
out
what I want.
Real estate's always the
yeah.
best way to go,
honestly,
too.
I think I would just see. I would be those people that, you know what, I have money. I'm going to see how long I can go without needing to invest it until I actually need to invest it. So probably for the first, like, 1 year, I'll be, like, chilling, and then after I see that it's about to end, okay, now let's get into the business side of it.
Mm-hmm. For sure, I feel like I would be the same way.
Yeah, and obviously, like, I feel like a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't change, I still cheat to myself, but
no,
let's be honest, you have to
change.
That
always changes, yeah, it's gonna have to change.
Like, sure,
the people around you definitely deeply influence who you are, because at the same time, like, I feel like definitely, like, I'm not gonna be tripping about people who I used to hang out with if they're not in my life anymore. And especially if they have a specific way of the way that they saw, like, life and stuff. And let's say if I'm not completely, like, in tune with that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I'm not completely in tune with the people around me either. I'm definitely gonna be more in favor with the people I have to live with rather than the people that I used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it definitely is, as in this society, even now, to really, truly be yourself without, like, if you're rich, maybe, but at the same time, if you're rich, I feel like giving into that lifestyle, you can spoil yourself
very
easily.
And then, like, let's be honest, once you become rich, people hit you up out of nowhere.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
It's always going to happen to you, but, like, I feel like I'd be the people, okay, here's 10 grand. It's not going to affect me.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, if you win that billion, it's not, it really isn't.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you were to win the price pool right now. If someone, hey, can I have some money? Here you go.
Stop talking to me. Who are your top five friends that you would give 10K to?
10K to? Whoever asked for it.
So if you have a financial advisor and they said, okay, you can only give 10K to five of your friends, like you've already paid off everything else and you have your plans for the rest of your money. He says you can only give your friend, five of your friends 10K. Who are your five friends?
It'll be you two.
Better be shit. Well, we're in front of him, so you gotta choose us two. Alright, but you can keep going.
You two.
I feel like Luce is not your family either, so...
She's my girlfriend, so, like, she's rich.
You're not married yet. Yeah, that's your money.
I know, but, like...
Get a prenup if you do.
Get a prenup. Yeah. Get a fucking prenup. Get a prenup. Trust nobody. She'll take half. Prenup is she gets nothing.
So, honestly... Sorry, Luce.
You can leave her out.
I don't have five friends that I would give them to. Like, I can't choose five friends. Like, if all you have to give them from those five friends.
I'm sure a couple of names came into your head.
But, like... I would give all my friends money.
You have to choose your top five.
Okay, top five. You two.
Okay.
Lucinda.
Definitely Adrian. Shout out Adrian.
Adrian. Shout out.
You know, Steven.
He needs the money.
Steven's been the homie.
Yeah.
For not because he's poor, but because...
Well, he's the friend.
Because he's Adrian.
Adrian, you need the money, bro. Yeah. Because you're poor.
Not because he's poor. He's not has good money. It's because he's Adrian.
Because he's poor. Anyway. Let's just say that. And the fifth one. Damn.
Luce.
That's his girl.
But she's not my friend, though. Doesn't count. Okay, then sure, I guess. Luce, yeah.
Because you're not going to get married the instant. Well, would you get married the instant?
I would, honestly.
Yes, he would.
I'm a millionaire. I'm a billionaire now, but... Let's get married.
Might as well just have kids, right? That's something else too. Like if you have kids, that's probably something that
generational wealth, bro.
Well, think about that too. Okay, if you have money, would you automatically like go like live like you know live your life, go travel, go see the world? I don't know, and, like do like some no. humanitarian
not,
stuff.
Not right first? Then and there. Like not,
would
not
you
like
rather start first. A family first?
Yeah, like I mean no. I wouldn't travel like right away. Feel me? Like the first month or like the first 2 months, I wouldn't travel yet. I will like let the high go down and like kind of settle. Like kind of like, okay, I have this much money.
Right.
Let that go away and then okay.
Because like it's smarter to get that out of your system before you go into, you know, something that's like you're trapped in. Not necessarily trapped because, you know, kids are amazing. But at the same time, you are, in a sense, trapped. Like you can't really, if you wanted to, go out and do stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like I would travel before starting a family, but I would just wait.
Neglect.
Like, I would just wait until, like, the high goes down for sure. Mm-hmm. And it'd be, okay, let's go travel, let's go, you know, let's go.
Would you get high?
Huh?
Would you get high?
Probably.
Shoot.
Maybe.
What's God gonna say? I'm a believer.
The only downfall about the lottery, though, is that, like, after you win it, you have to wait 90 days to get the money. That's the only downfall.
See, okay, so 90 days, that's 3 months. Perfect. My high will go down. So as I get the money, let's party.
How much would you tip a waiter? You know, I've always wanted to tip, like, a waiter the same amount of, like,
honestly, I think...
70 bucks?
I will, like, once a week, or no, actually, like, once a week, I will go to, like, the fanciest restaurant in Europe or wherever I'm at and be like, give me your most expensive dish.
And just, that would be good. But then
a taste test. And if they start to give me options, I'll be like, give me the one with the highest number. And then after that, I'll be like, okay, 10K.
Watch them fuck
and just walk out.
Watch them fuck.
That'd be so cool.
Like I would just whip out 10K and walk out.
Like that's like literally big dick energy right there. Like if you did that,
and then you're out. No, what's the one YouTuber or the one TikToker that's like, I want a coffee, so I flew to France. I want a lunch, so I came here.
That ass, there's someone like that,
dude. Am I tripping? Or am I tripping?
There's no, I'm sure there is like someone like that.
But, like, imagine being able to, like, you buy your own private plane. Like, you know what? You want to go get breakfast in, like, Australia? And then you want to go get lunch with the homie in Italy?
It's the fact that they would, though. Like, for what? Like, imagine doing a whole trip to France just to get a croissant. Like, I want to go to France to get a croissant. You eat the croissant and you book a flight back.
Okay.
I would kill them.
Okay, hear me out.
Because not only are you polluting the earth for your croissant, you're spending a lot of money that can go to humanitarian stuff.
Pretty much.
pretty much.
Honestly, I will go to Vegas and bet on my money.
Dude, I would love to. Dude, going to Vegas, though, with money, it's like, they're not ready for
it. I would probably go with, like, to 100K.
Imagine being able to stay at each penthouse at each hotel in one month straight.
But you gotta do it, like, once a week. Like, once a week you stay at Caesars. The other week you stay at...
No, once a night. Like, once a night. Because you're gonna get tired of Vegas. Yeah, I wouldn't get tired of Vegas in a week. No cap? I would get tired of Vegas.
Yeah. You see, so, like, after a while, you start to get, like, tired of your stuff.
But here's the thing. I feel like there's always new things coming out. Like, there's always something, like, a new device, a new, like, world problem.
Dude, we could finally visit all the Disney parks.
As long as you're creative, you'll always find something to do. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, first we'll start obviously here, then from here we'll go to
Think about it. You would never have a phase. You would just like always like, cause you know how like sometimes you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, and then like you never get to do it.
You'll be like, hey, let's do it. You'll do it, homies. Hey, I bought the private jet. Meet up, but this time we're gonna Disney Paris. We're going to Disney this, or Disney that. Feel me?
You don't need a private jet. Who are you, Kylie Jenner?
You're gonna tell me you're a billionaire, you wouldn't buy a private jet?
I would not get a private
jet
because I'm not gonna be famous. I would only get a private jet if I need it for privacy. But even then, there's first class.
Dude,
private jets are the worst for the economy, effort. The worst. Complete worst. And I don't know if you've seen our ozone there. It's covered in trash. Already from its dissipating like protection layer that we have.
You know, okay. This is, when you said that, they came to my head.
What?
If you were, you know, let's say you did win, who's the first celebrity you meet?
Kylie Jenner. I would literally hit her up right away. I'd be like, bitch, I'm a billionaire. There's no reason we can't have lunch. Bring Stormy. Bring her right now. You and then like Travis him? Is just doing like, with auto-tune. Like, there's an auto-tune mic with him. Everywhere he goes.
You Michael, who would you meet?
Honestly, there's three people I would want to meet. First off, one of them is like one of my all-time favorite singers in rock and roll and metal, Ozzy Osbourne. I'd want to meet him.
You would literally have the money to like bring any band together.
Pretty much.
Or like put any concert, like a specific lineup.
Yeah.
Be like Effort Fest. And it's just like...
Zeppelin. That's who I
like,
would want.
Like Doja sure. Cat, yeah, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. Put Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce on the same stage if you want
to. But like, how much money they're charging? They're charging like
that's
50,
the thing,
50 million?
Dude, that's nothing to fucking a billionaire.
No, low-key, that's
but that's not even how much they charge. You know how much Beyonce charges? Like, $10K for a concert.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
What? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. How much are the tickets? Like,
let me see.
$30?
Let me fact check that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, you will meet all your rock and roll people that you look up to?
So, Ozzy Osbourne, obviously, because I want to meet an Osbourne. I want to meet Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness. Second person, Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. I'm going to go see them at the end of August.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, and then he might come with me at this man right here. And then last person, Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee Steinfeld?
Yeah.
Gwen Stacy?
I mean, why not?
Kate Bishop?
Honestly, like why not? Like, oh, Hailee Steinfeld's cute.
Wrong. I was completely wrong. So, Beyonce arguably is one of the topest performers. You know, obviously it's Michael Jackson, but he's dead. But then there's also Beyonce, who really set the bar when it comes to performances, live performances.
Mm-hmm.
She charges $2 million. For performing. So imagine we get Beyonce, who's probably arguably the most expensive like performer like to bring out. Because Beyonce, Jay-Z, they're set for life. They're billionaires. They're alone with Jay-Z's record company and all his other...
Well, what's it called? Rock Records, though? No?
Something like that. I don't know. But he has other endeavors that are very, you know, sus, not to get into. But he has a lot of money. And so does Beyonce is standing on her own, too. And on top of that, they have four kids that are probably going to bring more money. Blue Ivy better start a singing career because she doesn't... Mm.
Don't they have an island?
Probably. Oh, really? Wouldn't be fucking surprised. Long story short, if that's the most to get a fucking celebrity to perform, to make a concert, let's say if you double it, and you make a perform with someone that, you know, they might have, like, little, like, beef with, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they'll do it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they'll do it.
Honestly, you know who I meet?
Who?
Elon Musk.
You think Elon Musk wanted me either?
Hell no.
He'll probably be like, get this motherfucker out of my
sight. Maybe though, because he'll look at you and be like, potential investor.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Since
like,
you're already on his dick, it's going to be easy.
So like, imagine, be like, hey Elon, I'll give you $1 million a month.
For what?
Make me rich, Elon. Here's $1 million.
Make me rich?
Make me rich.
Or make me richer.
Well, what do you call
but like, that's the first celebrity. Is Elon Musk a celebrity? Yeah, he's a celebrity. That's the first person that will love to meet is Elon Musk. And just
he'll probably just put it into his stock, right? I feel like Tesla has its own stock. Just put 1 million just stocks.
Yeah. We got, but like,
I don't know, man.
But like, speaking of concerts stuff like that, we went to go. You and me went to go see Kiss last year.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
Like, honestly, what did you think of like the whole like performance? Would you pay to see like a big performance like that?
Oh my god! Like, okay, I've never thought Kiss. Okay. Pretty much everything you think of Kiss is like literally what they are. Like, I thought that I was going into that concert to meet some fucking old ass motherfuckers who are like can't even keep up their breath. Like, not even that. Like, it's just, like, people who just couldn't perform. Like, you know, they're too old for this shit. Like, there's a reason they haven't been performing. Like, no. They pulled up to that show and they fucking killed it, Michael. Yeah. Like, they did good. Like, I was yelling the entire night. And, like, I don't even like Kiss like that. But it really hit me how many iconic songs Kiss has that I like.
Even did they perform Rock and Roll All Night?
That was the last song they did. That's,
of course.
Like,
of course.
And it's like, I'm not even a Kiss fan, but I feel like you feel the energy. Like, I don't know if it was like some fucking like, I don't know, but it was like the energy was there and they performed. The production was fucking phenomenal. Like I'm gonna definitely insert clips, but like that shit was insane.
I lost my voice that night too. Like as soon as they started playing Beth on the piano, I was like, I wanted to cry, but like my voice is just straining.
Okay, now I know we're on the lottery money subject, I want to ask this because I have my answer already. What's the stupidest thing you guys would do with the money?
With the money, the stupidest thing.
Yeah, like stupid thing like that. Like, you know yourself, you're doing it. Like, that was a waste of money. Like, what's the stupidest thing you would do?
I don't know.
Well, actually, let me ask you guys a question. What's the stupidest thing that you've ever seen me do?
With money?
No. Like, in general. Like, what's the most stupidest thing you've ever seen me do?
To waste money on. Definitely change the subject, but okay.
Fine, Michael. One to ten.
We'll give him, yeah.
The stupidest thing I've seen you do was when you put a popcorn bucket on your head, and I was like...
I have that video, too, bro. Insert. The stupidest thing Michael has done.
Because check this out. If you think about all the stupid shit
Michael I've does ever... a lot of stupid things, though. So yeah, it's really hard to, like, pick one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his whole life.
No, but...
That's it's pretty stupid for a normal person, but for Michael, it's, like, normal.
No, but I mean, what do you call it? When you think about it, like, you think of all the stupid things that I've done, you think about it, how much money did that cost and, like, to do that? Because in overall, like, there's some things, like, I'll bring.
Like, $2. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a story.
Like, $2.
I have a story.
Okay.
This is pretty stupid. Okay. So, I was working at Taco Bell, right?
I know what you're talking about.
So, I have this co-worker named Moises. Shout out, Moises. You're the best. Shit. I miss you. So, apparently, Moises went to what is
Fairview?
Parkview?
Oh, Parkview.
I went to two elementary schools.
Type of grade school with Michael, right? And Michael doesn't really remember him. But Moises, he was like, hey, like, I know, like, because they used to always visit me at work. And Moises was like, hey, I know your friend. Like, he looks familiar. Like now I know where he's from. Like, I used to go to school with him. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, say hi to him. Because I was in the drive-thru. I couldn't introduce you guys like that. And he's like, hey, Michael, like, we went to school together. And Michael goes like this. And he walks away,
But to be fair, I didn't want to be bothered. And then at the same time, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I have no idea who this is. And then finally Rico came up to me at the end of the night.
You know,
and
he's like, oh, this be like, oh really, like, I don't really remember, can you refresh my memory, you know, give some basic human respect to somebody.
I would have been a dick about it.
That's Michael for you.
Yeah,
but anyway, so yeah, so back to the question. Okay, but what you guys think about it, the stupidest thing that I would do is I would go to like a populated place with like 100,000 in bills, like in ones, and just throw it in the air and walk away without context, like, hey guys, look.
I would consider that humanitarian.
No. Because think about it, a lot of people will start fighting over that money. Because once you put money in people's eyes, like, they forget about everything else.
But I feel like money. If you're throwing that much money, it's enough for people to share.
Yeah, but it's in bills,
and it's $1 bills. Like, they probably don't even know how much is there, so they're just thinking, like, oh.
You know what I realized? Going back to the celebrity, I would also have lunch with Mr. Beast.
Oh yeah.
Like, listen, son.
That'd be cool.
You want to do a collab, Mr. Beast, and in my 20s? It was popping, homie.
I think, yeah. I think I would do that. I mean, not necessarily that, but I would make a YouTube channel that's, like, very, not necessarily hypebeast, but things that I couldn't access before. Like, I would definitely, like, a civilian goes to, like, Bora Bora, or a civilian goes to the Philippines, you know?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
also,
yeah.
Like, I just bought everything out of McDonald's. And I gave it to homeless. You know, something like that. Something I wouldn't be able to do, but, like, that's really, like, very, like, requires a lot of money and, like, very clickbaitable, if that makes sense. Because I also don't want to make content that's boring. Like, if I have all this money, I definitely want to... I want to do something that the normal person can't do. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
You, Michael, what's the stupidest thing you'd do?
Honestly, the stupidest thing I would ever do is, like, obviously, like, for me, because you guys know I like music a lot. Uh-huh. So, like, I want to play, like, a show, like, with my guitar, like, with my brand new, like, setups and stuff like that I bought. Only to fucking wreck it on the stage.
Honestly?
So think about that. Like,
so buy like a really expensive guitar and just like...
No, expensive guitar and then like those like fucking amps are like big as your wall. And it just...
That's kind of... That's not stupid. That's rock and roll, baby.
That's rock and roll. But also too at the same time too. Have like a fucking Zeppelin fly over and then drop like $1 million. No. Obviously, I have to do it right. Have a fucking Zeppelin that's about to like go down, drop all the fucking money on the.
I would honestly buy YouTube and change the rules of monetization and make it more of a platform where I mean you can't post like naked stuff and news or you know pornography, but definitely one where you can at least post other people's music in the background or at least like.
Okay.
You know, definitely change the monetization and also change the algorithm because it's definitely like you have to. The algorithm for YouTube is really like. It's very unfair, and it's kind of crazy how like when you go to trending and there's like an things that are like that are under a million views that are trending, but things that like reach a million views within a day aren't trending. You know,
yeah, makes
and those sense. Are the smaller creators, and it's obviously the algorithm is in favor for those that are in tone with its business, things that give back. You know, mm-hmm. partners, I would say. And not necessarily, like, the true partners, which are the creators. Because if you think about it, those partners are only partners with you because you're getting something out of it. And when you go to creators, a lot of creators are just posting because it's an art. It's something that they enjoy. And sometimes when you monetize things, like, you can put music, it's really hard to, like, articulate emotion, story, or tone within your art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you post, say you post your own, like, homemade film or whatever like that. Not, like, sexy words, like, just, like, a movie you made or whatever. Or like your own music doesn't YouTube take like a certain percentage of that because like you're posting your own content and like you're putting it on their platform they want
no
like,
it just
percentage.
Gets flagged down or it gets removed
that's it
not necessarily it just depends what it is and if it goes to the extent like let's say if I post like an entire song YouTube will be like okay you're not gonna get monetized for this
like you're not gonna get paid
but if the actual like licensing reaches out to YouTube or like because like, there's companies that have like teams that go like look for like I know there's celebrities that have like teams who like try to remove their nudes off the internet mm-hmm. kind of the same thing like with sharing music if they reach YouTube then YouTube would be like take down your video or we're gonna have to take off that audio from the video so that entire portion would be muted
and TikTok
it's huge like it's like completely unfair mm-hmm. in my opinion
also while you were saying that something that came to my head was 7-Eleven taquitos are fire.
Dude, those are the fucking best, bro. Like that.
Dude, I know this is so off topic because I had some today in the morning for breakfast, and I can see why those things are life changers.
Like honestly, I don't give a fuck if the government's putting like hella chemicals in there to keep us suppressed. Like keeping us on ground zero. Like those fucking, I would eat those till I fucking die.
Dude,
I don't care if I just worked out 3 hours. I would fucking get 5 of them instantly after my workout.
Good.
They're so fucking. But, they're dangerous.
When was the last time you guys had them? Like, cause
it's been a minute.
What fuck, today? Today was the first time I ever had it.
No, but remember all those times when we were in high school though. No, but remember all those times we go to high school. Like in high school, we go to high school. When we would go to the 7-Eleven in high school, like
I feel like
walk.
Back then though, like it wasn't about going to 7-Eleven. It was about going stealing from Ralph's. That's what it was about.
Shout out
Ralph's
or the CVS. Yeah.
But you know,
oh yeah, the CVS is easy to steal from too.
It is. Is there anything that you guys want to say? Because we're coming pretty short on time.
Keep supporting
the YouTube channel. Shout out to Rico for allowing there to be video. You know.
He's using my phone.
Make sure to like and subscribe. Yeah. Follow us on Spotify.
Shout out to Michael for letting us use his
Shout out to Michael for
Shout out to Efren for letting us use his studio and his equipment for the meantime.
And his house.
And his house. Well, yeah.
We're in his home.
That's
We're in my room.
Studio.
My room.
His electricity.
You know what? Too much. We should have a room studio tour vlog coming out soon.
You know what?
Well.
We should have one of everybody's room. Like your room, my room, his room.
So with that being said.
No,
with that being said, in my 20s, out.
Bye, guys. Bye.